The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to members read from the Addiction Recovery Program Guide for Step 4, Truth.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I am Elder Ennis, and I am serving as the missionary group leader this evening. I see we do not have anybody here for the first time, but still we would like to go around the room and introduce ourselves. We'll start here at my left and go clockwise from there.
My name's Robert, and I'm an addict, an alcoholic.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hey, Scott.
My name's Cammie, and I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Cammie.
I'm Abra. I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Abra.
I'm Sharon, and I'm an addict.
Hi, Sharon.
My name's Rich. I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Rich.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict.
Hi, Lindsay.
My name is Dub. I have multiple addictions.
Hi, Dub.
My name's Steve, addict alcoholic.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Thank you. We don't have any announcements for this meeting, so with that, could somebody volunteer to open with prayer?
Sure, I will.
My dear kind Heavenly Father, we thank Thee this night for the opportunity we have to come together. Lord, we pray Thy Spirit to be with us in this meeting today and that we can grow as brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we pray for addicts everywhere that they may have experience that will bring them closer to Thee. We love You, and I'm grateful for this program and for the atonement. And we love You, and say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you. Thanks, Sharon.
As with all of our meetings, we open with the mission statement, and that is, "The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assist those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves." We'll now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4 in your guidebook. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We'll go ahead and once again start at my left.
Step 1, admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2, come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3, decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Step 8, seeking forgiveness. We make a written list of all persons we have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them.
Step 9, wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons we have harmed.
Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and to have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read step 4, starting on page 21 from A Guide to Addiction Recovery and Healing. We will go around the room and each person who is willing may read 1 to 2 paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts and feelings and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. We'll continue where we left off.
Step 4, truth. Key principle, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself. When you took step 3, you decided to trust the Lord. You turned your will and your life over to His care. In step 4, you show your willingness to trust God. You make a searching and fearless written inventory of your life, surveying or summarizing the thoughts, events, emotions, and actions of your life, making your inventory as complete as possible. Doing a fearless and thorough inventory of your life will not be easy. When we say fearless, we do not mean you will have no feelings or fear. You will likely experience many emotions as you survey your life, including embarrassment or shame or fear. Fearless means you will not let your fears stop you from being thorough in the inventory process. In step 4, it means you commit to rigorous honesty as you focus on events in your life, including your own weaknesses and not on anyone else's weaknesses.
In the past, you probably justified bad behavior and blamed other people, places, or things for the problems you had created. Now you will begin to take personal responsibility for past and current actions. Even though you may need to acknowledge painful, embarrassing, or difficult events, thoughts, emotions, or actions. If the thought of making a searching and fearless inventory of yourself feels overwhelming, know you are not alone. Our hearts go out to you. We remember our struggles to find the willingness to complete this step. Many of us have wondered if we might skip step 4 entirely and still overcome our addictions. Eventually, we had to believe the words of those who went before us. Without a searching and fearless moral inventory, the faith which really works in daily living is still out of reach.
Addiction crippled our ability to reflect honestly about our lives. It limited our ability to understand the damage and havoc, the liabilities it caused in all our relationships. Before we could confidently rely on the Savior, we needed a framework through which He could help us sort out our past honestly. Step 4 provided that framework. It was the rigorous and painstaking effort to discover what these liabilities in each of us have been and are.
The inventory was also a step in helping us align our lives with the will of God. Through this inventory, we identified negative thoughts, emotions, and actions that ruled our lives. By discovering those destructive elements in our lives, we took the first step toward correcting them. Doing an inventory was difficult, but this step opened the door to the additional faith and hope we needed to continue our recoveries and overcome addiction.
How to do an inventory. Once we had admitted the need for step 4, the next questions became, but just how do I do an inventory? What tools will I need? An inventory is a very personal process, and there is no single right way to do it. You can consult with others who have already done an inventory and seek the Lord's guidance in doing your own. He will help you be truthful and loving as you sort through your memories and feelings.
One way to do an inventory is to list memories of people, institutions, or organization, principles, ideas, or beliefs, and events, situations, or circumstances that trigger positive and negative feelings, including sadness, regret, anger, resentment, fear, bitterness. Some items on our list may appear multiple times. That is okay. Do not try to sort or judge or analyze at this point. For now, the most important thing to be as thorough as possible.
As you do your inventory, look beyond your past behaviors and examine the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that led to your behavior. Your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs are actually the roots of your addictive behaviors. Unless you examine all your tendencies toward fear, pride, resentment, anger, self-will, and self-pity, your abstinence will be shaky at best. You will continue with your original addiction or switch to another one. Your addiction is a symptom of other causes and conditions. Some people group their lives according to age, grades in school, places lived, or relationships. Others start simply by brainstorming. You will probably not remember everything all at once. Continue to be prayerful and allow the Lord to bring things to your remembrance. Leave this process open-ended and add to your inventory as your memories come.
Once you have finished your list, seek the Lord's guidance in learning from each memory. Some people organize this part of their inventory into a table or chart with columns under each of the five headings listed below. They restrict their entries to brief statements. Others create a page for each entry on their list and then write answers in each of the five categories.
Incident, what happened? In just a few words, give a short description of your memory of the event. Think more in terms of a summary rather than a long story. Effect, what was the effect on you or others? Feelings, what were your feelings at the time of the incident? What are your feelings now about it? Consider how your fears may have contributed to it. Self-examination, how did your character weaknesses or strengths affect the situation? Do you see any evidence of pride, self-pity, self-deception, or self-will in your attitudes and actions? Be sure to record also those times when you acted right.
The Holy Ghost can help you humble yourself and face the truth, even if the truth is painful. With the help of the Lord, you can recognize your strengths and weaknesses. Questions like these may help. What outcome did I want in this situation and why? How did I try to control the situation? Was it any of my business? What actions did I take or omit to get what I wanted? Did I ignore reality? Were my expectations reasonable for myself and others? Did I lie to myself or to others? Did I ignore the feelings of others and think only of myself? How did I act like a victim to control others, get attention and sympathy, be special, and so on? Did I resist help from God and others? Did I insist on being right? Did I feel slighted for lack of recognition or acknowledgement?
Inspired counsel. What counsel does the Lord give concerning this incident? Remember, you have nothing to fear as you submit to the Savior. You are here to learn good from evil, and the Savior can help you forgive yourself and others. Record your thoughts and impressions as you consider inspired counsel from the Scriptures and from church leaders. Four necessary elements. Four elements are critical to a successful moral inventory: writing, honesty, support, and prayer. These elements of a moral inventory will help you recognize and overcome sins and shortcomings.
Writing. The inventory of your life will be most effective if you write it. You can hold a written list in your hands, review it, and refer to it when necessary. Unwritten thoughts are easy to forget, and distractions can easily interrupt you. As you write your moral inventory, you will be able to think more clearly about the events in your life, and you will be able to focus on them with less distraction. Some people try to avoid writing their moral inventory, feeling embarrassed or fearful about their writing ability or about someone else reading what they write. Don't let these fears stop you. Your spelling, grammar, penmanship, or typing skills do not matter. You can draw stick figures if you must, but get your inventory on paper until you put it in a tangible form. You still haven't done your fourth step. As you complete the fourth step, remember that perfectionism, trying to do your inventory perfectly and to please others, can block you from being complete.
The fear of someone reading what you have written can be a genuine concern, but you can overcome it. Those of us who have done an inventory have had to face this fear. We had to do all we could to keep our inventory private and then trust the results to God. We had to care more about healing than about our ego or reputation. The inventory required us to call on God's help continuously, to ask Him to protect and guide us as we accomplished it. You must remember what step four is, an act of stepping out of the shadows of shame and admitting your need for repentance. If you will be prayerful about how and where to keep your inventory pages private, the Lord will guide you to do your best.
Honesty. Being honest with yourself about the sinful areas of your life can be terrifying. Often people avoid looking too closely at themselves in the mirror of the past, fearing the reflection may reveal the truth of what their lives have become. Now, as you take the fourth step, you must face the truth about your life and your fears squarely.
In your inventory, you will not only discover your weaknesses, but you will also understand and appreciate your strengths better. Include in your inventory your good traits and the positive things you have done. In truth, you are a combination of weaknesses and strengths. As you become willing to see the whole truth about your past, good and bad, you allow the powers of heaven to reveal the truth and help you put the past in proper perspective. The Lord will help you change your life's course and fulfill your divine potential. You will learn that you are like all other humans with strengths and weaknesses. You can begin to face others on equal footing.
Support. The encouragement and support of others who understand recovery can help us in our efforts. They can guide us in discovering the method, structure, or approach that will work best for us in reviewing our past. They can encourage us if we get discouraged. Prayer, as we consider the magnitude of step four and the challenge it represents, think of how the Lord has helped us in each previous step. As we turn to God for comfort, courage, and guidance, we found the help that will continue with us as we do an inventory. Paul taught that God is the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations. If we pray each time we sit down to write our inventory, God will help us. We will learn this reality as we take the seemingly impossible step. God can and will always be there for us if we ask.
Freeing yourself from the past. Some people are concerned about looking into the past for fear of inadvertently creating false memories from vague or exaggerated impressions. In doing your inventory, consider only those memories that are plain enough to be addressed and sorted through. Here again, trusting God is the answer. If you conduct your inventory with sincere prayer, with real intent, having faith in Christ, you can trust Him to bring those things to your remembrance that will help you in your recovery. One glorious result of completing step four is that you take a major step toward freeing yourself from behaviors that defined your past. The reflection of yourself that you will see as you complete this step can inspire you to change the direction of your life if you will let it. Because of the love and grace of the Savior, you do not have to be what you have been. By calling on the Lord for guidance as you examine your life, you will come to recognize your experiences as learning opportunities. You will find that uncovering weaknesses you have suffered with for so long will allow you to move forward to a new life.
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue with the action steps.
Write in a personal journal, seek guidance from the Holy Ghost. For many of us, an inventory was our first effort to write about our lives. A personal journal can continue to be a very powerful tool of recovery. Prophets of the Lord have often taught the importance of journals. For example, President Spencer W. Kimball counseled, write your goings and comings, your deepest thoughts, your achievements and your failures, your associations and your triumphs, your impressions and your testimonies. When you prayerfully write about your life, you give the Holy Ghost an opportunity to help you see and understand the potential lessons that come from each of your experiences. If you're not currently keeping a journal, we encourage you to start. If you are already keeping one, we encourage you to be more prayerful as you write so the Lord can teach you and enrich your understanding through His Spirit.
Make an accounting of your life, past and present. Completing an inventory will take time. There is no need to rush through it, but you need to get started. Where you begin is not as important as eventually examining your past as far as your memory and the Lord's inspiration will take you. Just write as memories come to your mind. What you write is private, and you will share it only with a trusted support person you will prayerfully select when you take step 5. Your inventory is about you and your relationship with yourself, with God, and with others. As you gather courage to see yourself as you really are, God will open your eyes, and you will begin to see yourself as He sees you, as one of His children, with a divine birthright. Take this step and keep your eyes on that birthright.
Remember your sins no more. After you have completed your written inventory and when the time is right, those portions that include negative or angry expressions, accounts of personal transgressions, and any other sensitive matters that should not be shared with others or passed down to future generations should be destroyed. The destruction of these writings can be a symbol of your repentance and a powerful way to let go. The Lord promised Jeremiah concerning His people, I will forgive their iniquity and I will remember their sin no more. We should follow the Lord's example in forgiving our own sins and the sins of others.
To understand more about this step of the Addiction Recovery Program, you may also want to listen to the corresponding sharing portion of the meeting.